way of expressing love is through kind actions, or acts of service, as Gary Chapman calls them. These are things that we do for our children. I suspect that with this one, you're thinking, I'm doing plenty of that. Maybe the cooking, providing a 24-hour taxi service for your teenager, or working hard to provide for the family. Parenting is, by its nature, sacrificial, and there will inevitably be many things we do for our children.
However, it's often the extra things we do that can make a big impact and touch them most. For some children, this is their primary way of feeling loved, and we should look out for opportunities. One mother knew that her teenage son really wanted to go to a concert, but was finding it very difficult to get a ticket. She decided she'd go to the box office and queue for an hour. Her son was over the moon. She couldn't believe how much her action meant to him.
And I remember once I went to a party and I left my camera at home. And I rang my dad and was like, Dad, I left my camera at home. And I was so upset because, like, you know, it's all about pictures. And he was like, OK, I'll go back and get it. And there was, like, a huge, like, traffic jam, and he went all the way back and he came all the way back and gave me my camera. And then all my friends were like, oh, I wish I had a dad like that. And I was like, yes, that's my dad. Yeah.
At the same time as doing things for our teenagers, we need to be careful we're not rescuing them all the time, as then they won't learn to take responsibility, to manage their time and to look after their possessions. And we'll be doing them a disservice if we do everything for them and don't involve them in helping around the house.
They also need to learn appreciation for what we and others do for them. We may need to remind them every day for 16 years to say thank you for lunch or tea or for doing their washing. But the message not to think that they have automatic rights to things or that the world owes them a living will gradually be going in. And most likely, they'll turn into grateful people.
The last thing to say about kind actions is to do with our own attitude towards all the things we have to do as a parent. If we show we're resentful, our children will tend to feel guilty. But if they get a sense that we're doing it out of love, it'll help to fill up their emotional tank.
Words, time, touch, presence, actions. That list has been so helpful to us. First, as a checklist, are we loving our teenagers in all five ways? But also to ask, which ones are the primary love languages for each of our children? That is, the ones that will speak most powerfully to them and make them feel deeply loved and good about themselves.
When we've identified their primary love language and start using it deliberately, the other ones will also be beneficial. If we don't use their primary love language, the other ones won't make much difference to their sense of feeling loved.
The concept of love languages has been very helpful to us, not only within our marriage, but also with our children. And I can remember reading the book on love languages for teenagers and finding out after reading it that my eldest in particular, her love languages was words of affirmation. And that really helped me, because prior to that, I would say things like, you're a really messy girl, because her bedroom is a tip. Whereas now I say, oh, Yasmin, your bedroom is messy, will you please clear it up? Just a tiny little thing like that, which I think would make a real difference to her and how she responds to me.
I think it's been really, really helpful, because if you know one of them has been struggling or needs encouragement, then actually you can very deliberately express love to them in a way that's exclusive to them, and they feel really, really special. And I think that has been absolutely vital to see us through the teenage years.
In the five languages of love, we asked our boys which one of those would most appeal to them, and I tried to predict what they would like, which it would be perhaps having things given to them. But actually, they all said that the language of love that appealed to them most was having encouraging words. And in terms of putting pressure on them to do well, we also I particularly need to give them more encouragement and sort of compliment them on the things they've done well. And I find it quite hard to talk to them in a way that they really feel encouraged and empowered and sort of feel positive about what they're doing. But talking to them about the language of love actually brought that out, that I need to do more of that.
Patrick, one of his love languages is presence. Yeah. And you've been always fantastic at putting a little note in his bag anytime he's gone away, or getting him a little special something, which has always made him feel really special. Emily, our daughter, her main love language is, one of her main love languages is words. You know, she doesn't need a lot of our time or attention, but when she does, she really wants to hear us affirm, praise and encourage her. So we have to be really deliberate about that.
Well, our question for you today is, how could the list of ranked love languages that you made yesterday be helpful in your parenting this week? Have a good discussion, either with your spouse, partner in parenting, or a group of parents who you've joined with to work through this course together.